horizon. The colors of gold, silk and satin. Our stories untold. From here to this moment.
I'm your host, Kenny James, and in this episode, we connect Clayton with a band that's been around a block a bit, meaning they've been around for a little while. You may have heard of them. They're called The Cure. And without further babbling, here is The Cure with a song called Maybe Someday on Within 6 Degrees. And that was the song Maybe Someday by The Cure, featuring frontman, songwriter, founder, chief hairdoer, Robert Smith, who, by the way, did some guest vocal stuff with a band called Tweaker, and specifically for a song called Truth Is. And funny enough, here is Truth Is by Tweaker. That was Tweaker, and Tweaker has an interesting story behind it, as it's the current project of Chris Vrenna. Chris is an uber musician, producer, remixer, programmer, one of the founding members of Nine Inch Nails. He did an Alice in Wonderland video game called American McGee's Alice, I think. Anyway, at one time he collaborated with this industrial post-punk supergroup called Pigface, doing programming and instrumentations and remixing for them, including this track right here called Sweet Meat, the Slick Idiot Remix. And you're hearing it right here on Within 6 Degrees. All right, that was a Slick Idiot remix of Pigface's song Sweet Meat. And with that, I'd like to introduce to you Bill Riflin. Bill was one of the collaborators in Pigface, but he's probably best known as the original acoustic drummer for some quiet, dancey little band called Ministry. But before Ministry became as loud and hard and heavy as they are now, they actually used to be a dance club favorite back in the 80s. You don't believe me? Well, here's your proof. Every Day is Halloween by the old version of Ministry. Yes, y'all, that was the Al Jorgensen singing with an English accent and everything. Every day is Halloween. Just takes me back and makes me think of my long jerry curl, the parachute pants, and the bandanas. And well, anyway, fortunately for all of us, Al rediscovered his love for guitars, and the band went on to wreck shop from 1987 up until 2008, when Al decided to call it quits. But before slipping into his house shoes, he put together a farewell tour which featured one of my favorite bands in the entire world, Meshuggah, as the opening act. Now, not that there's a Clayton Meshuggah connection or anything, but one of Ministry's guitarists for that tour and for the Rio Grande Blood release was Tommy Victor, who's also known as the guitarist, vocalist, and founder of the band Prong. And here is Prong for you with a song called Controller on Within 6 Degrees. I just put that one on my iPod right now. No joke. That was Controller by Prong. That was beautiful. Prong also did this other song that I really love called Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck. Anyway, back to the point of this whole show, connecting Clayton with The Cure. To recap, Tommy Victor toured with Ministry, who had Bill Rieflin as their first acoustic drummer after their dance club days, who in turn was a collaborator for the band Pigface, which featured programming and remixes by Chris Vrenna. whose current band is called Tweaker, who has The Cure's Robert Smith doing some guest vocals on at least one of their songs anyway. All right, so back to Tommy Victor. Not only is Tommy the founder of Prong, but he was one of several collaborators with Clayton's side project in the 90s called Argyle Park. And as a side note, Argyle Park was the first of the Clayton collection that I ever heard or bought or owned or anything. Bought the Misguided CD and went back the next day to get one of the Circle of Dust discs. True story. Oh, and incidentally, that main guitar riff that I just brutalized a second ago from Controller, that same guitar riff is the one that's on Argyle Park's Doomsayer. True story again. Tommy and Clayton collaborated on that riff, decided to put it on both of their records. I knew I liked Controller for a reason. But what isn't the same guitar riff, although it's on the same release, is Argyle Park's Gutter Boy, which is coming at you right about now. So that was Gutter Boy by Argyle Park, Clayton's side project from back in the musically diversified 90s. Oh, and as another side note, Tommy Victor also provided vocals and guitar on Argyle Park's Skin Shed trilogy, too, that same release. If you don't know, now you know. Which brings us to the final and seventh link in the six-degree chain. Me. What a nerve, right? Anyway, I do have a connection with Clayton, as I did some drumming on the debut Cell Dweller CD and toured with Cell Dweller as well a few years back. And the reason I'm stroking my own ego right now is because I have a new band of my own called A Beautiful Curse, along with fellow bandmates Brian Skeel and our newest collaborator, Savannah Coker. And I wanted to share with you a rough mix of our song called Taste Like It Should, right here on Within 6 Degrees.
To you, although I could, I hope it's understood. You know bitterness and heartache, sweetness and redemption I'll provide if you would only try.
I've got half a mind to tell you. Half of mine I won't. When you look at your reflection, and even when you don't, she's the pill of situations. The subtlety is true.
Just like
So that was Taste Like It Should by A Beautiful Curse, and that's the end of this episode. I want to say thank you very much for listening, and check out more episodes right here at CellDwellerTribe.com coming soon. Until next time, play nice, kids. We'll see you soon. Bye.
From my heart to my soul, watch the energy flow. From my heart to my soul, watch the energy flow. Energy flow.